to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. Legendary actor Gene Hackman is dead. Authorities conducted a welfare check Wednesday at the Santa Fe area home that Hackman shared with his wife, Betsy Arakawa.
Early this morning, Santa Fe County Sheriff Adan Mendoza confirmed that the 95-year-old Hackman, his 64-year-old wife, and their dog were all found dead in their home. Despite that, Mendoza says no foul play is suspected.
You brought him on my boat. Our man is down behind enemy lines.
In an acting career that spanned four decades, Gene Hackman won a trophy case filled with awards, including two Oscars. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Those were Best Actor honors 20 years apart for The French Connection and Unforgiven, accepting the Cecil B. DeMille Award in 2003. Hackman described his career.
It's a make-believe world, and as I say, it's what I wanted to do as a child, and I fulfilled a lot of my dreams.
This is ABC News. Another twist in the Menendez brothers saga. A week after one door appeared to close on their efforts to get out of prison, a new door appears to have opened wider.
Governor Gavin Newsom is ordering the California Parole Board to launch what's called a comprehensive risk assessment as part of the process to decide on clemency for the brothers. The governor on his podcast, This is Gavin Newsom, said the investigation will look at...
Do they pose a current, what we call, unreasonable risk to public safety?
But he warns it does not mean he will decide to release them. He's been waiting while the courts weigh in. Even if Newsom decides to release the brothers, it could take months. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Controversial influencers Andrew and Tristan Tate have left Romania and are headed to the U.S. The two were charged with human trafficking and indicted last year in Romania. The brothers deny all allegations. It's not clear what conditions they're under that allows them to travel to the U.S. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. It seems like the snowmobile trails just opened, but according to a Facebook post from the Fifield Snow Drovers, the Price County snowmobile trails will be closing at 7 a.m. today, Thursday, February 27th. Trails may reopen if the weather cooperates, but as of today, those trails are closed. Saturday, March 8th, from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., the Phillips Public Library is hosting a program about helping kids cope with anxiety. They invite parents to join them. There is also an option to attend via Zoom, but be sure to register by March 6th. You can call 715-634-2299 or email nwconnection@ncfrwi.net. This course will talk about what causes anxiety, how to prevent it, what to do if you think your child may be anxious, and how to manage anxiety. All attendees who participate and complete a training survey will receive a $20 gas card, and snack and childcare are provided for those attending in person. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, March 8th from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Phillips Public Library or virtually via Zoom. Making history for African Americans, women, and STEM professions, our Black History Month feature today is on Katherine Johnson. Here's Lisa Hale.
Called a human computer for her mathematical capabilities, Creola Katherine Johnson was critical to the success of the first manned space flights in the United States. Johnson's work was made famous by the movie Hidden Figures, which took a Hollywood look at her work on the Project Mercury space flights, including those for Alan Shepard and John Glenn. She calculated trajectories, launch windows, and return paths.
Okay, so that puts your landing zone at 5.0667 degrees north, 77.3333 degrees west, which is here. Right here.
At a time when America was rife with racial tension and many areas of the South were segregated, Johnson's work at NASA was crucial to the historical moon missions. She went on to shape America's space shuttle program as well. She spent her later years encouraging students to enter science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM fields. In 2015, President Barack Obama awarded her the Presidential Medal of Freedom. She was given the Congressional Gold Medal in 2019. When she died on February 24, 2020, NASA's Administrator Jim Bridenstine called her an American hero. In 2021, she was posthumously inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame. For furthering space exploration, encouraging and inspiring students, and serving as a pioneering example of African-American women in STEM fields, Katherine Johnson is not a hidden figure, but a historical figure for Black History Month.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Martha Auto Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Martha Auto Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Martha Auto Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
Ah, the clock is ticking for the U.S. Championship Cheese event coming up in Green Bay. But if you're a cheesemaker, how do you select a sample to send today that will be judged in a few weeks? I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. Good question, and one that's dealt with often by Eric Vorpel. He's Director of Procurement, Bulk Cheese, and Risk Management for Masters Gallery Foods. He's also been a judge for the U.S. Champion Cheese Contest for many years. He said, for cheesemakers, trying to select the right piece of cheese for entry is a tricky deal.
Cheese is made in batches, and you can't sample the piece of cheese that you're submitting, but you can sample the one that came out before or after it. So we have a process called grading, essentially the exact same process as judging, except there's not a score that's being assigned to it. But you're checking that cheese, you're checking the body, checking the flavor, you know, how does it look? So preventable errors is essentially making sure that you have a nice looking package, that the corners are sharp in a block, and that it's nice and smooth and uniform in a wheel, that there isn't mold under the wrapper, things like that.
Eric Vorpel, one of the technical judges that will be evaluating more than 2,414 entries at this year's U.S. Championship Cheese event, March 4th through the 6th in Green Bay. You can follow along virtually on their website, uschampioncheese.org, or their Facebook page.
When it comes to fungal diseases like soybean white mold and STS, you know how devastating yield loss can be. That's why you work with your seed dealer to find the best genetics for your farm. Did you know you can bring forward the defensive traits of those genetics with a seed treatment? Heads up, a biological plant activator primes your seed to turn on its natural defense against disease. Take your yields to the finish line. Ask your seed dealer for a heads-up seed treatment.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And it looks like some financial assistance is on the way to try to get answers for high path avian influenza. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is investing up to $100 million in new and ongoing research into animal vaccinations and therapeutic tools to manage high path avian influenza, not only in our bird population, but also in the nation's dairy herds. The International Dairy Foods Association and the National Milk Producers Federation applauds the efforts. I'm PM Yonke.
The Packers willing to trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where it's been reported the Packers are taking offers to trade away defensive back Jaire Alexander. He was a first-round pick for the Pack in 2018. Green Bay has not drafted a receiver in the first round in over 20 years. Why not? GM Brian Gutekunst.
You know, it's funny. It's never been like a philosophical thing we've talked about through my time in Green Bay. It's never been something, hey, like we don't want to take wide receivers in the first round. There are certainly opportunities we've had. We thought that was going to happen, and for whatever reason, it didn't. But at the same time, we've had a lot of second-round receivers that have been pretty good players for us.
NBA, the Bucks face the Denver Nuggets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Brooke Lopez on defending Denver center Nikola Jokic.
But, you know, I'll be on the point of the attack a bit, doing my job, just try to be physical with him, make things as difficult as possible as you can for him, and trusting I got my teammates behind me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. Mostly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 38 for a high. The wind northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, 26. Tomorrow, some light rain and snow showers. It's going to be windy with falling temperatures. We're going to drop from the upper 30s in the morning into the 20s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32. 98 Q Country.
It was Labor Day weekend. I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline. And I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line. And it all started right then and there. Oh, Sailor Sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. But it was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. Like an old photograph, time can make a feeling fade, but the memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said a heart don't forget something like that. Oh, not something like that.
Making waves and catching rays of fire.
so let's take a ride. Jumping out the back, don't act like you don't want to. Party in slow motion. I'm out here in the open. Motorboat. On the pontoon.
And listen online at work.
Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
She got eyes that cut you like a knife, and her lips that taste like sweet red wine, and her pretty legs go to heaven every time. She got a gentle way that puts me at ease. When she walks in a room, I can hardly breathe. Got a devastated smile, knock a grown man to his knees. See, I'm gonna have feelings. It blows me away. She's everything I wanna say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. See, I'm gonna have feelings. I don't know what to do. Every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. You know I've never been the type they would ever want to stay. Bring them home at night and they're gone the next day. But that all changed when she walked into my life. And people asking why it is, tell them I don't know. That just something about the woman makes my heart go haywire. She's gonna be my wife. She got one of them idiots. It blows me away. She's everything I wanna say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of them idiots. I don't know what to do. Every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. That's how I feel. Cause when she loves me, I'm on top of the world. Cause when she loves me, no, I can live forever. And when she loves me, I am untouchable. She got one of them idiots. It blows me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of them idiots. I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. I do. You got whatever it is. Oh, you got whatever it is.
Got gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone.
all tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. I'm keeping better company lately. I'm doing all right for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Willie turned up on the JBL, girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, cause who needs you when I got friends like that. About this time you and I'd be tangled up. Yeah, but that's alright, this fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a wide knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. On my own, girl, I might lose it, but I've got buds to get me through it. I'm doing alright for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on a JBL, girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, cause who needs you, but I got friends like that. Yeah, I got friends like that. Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Doing all right for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Willie turned up on the JBL, girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, cause who needs you when I got friends like that.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
I'm a little more country.
Love this radio station.
This is 98Q Country.
Well, I'm a honky-tonk man. Ain't a crazy style. Love to give the girls a whirl. When my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Well, now I'm living wild and dangerously. I've got plenty of company. The moon comes up and the sun goes down, but I can't wait to see the light in town. Cause I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. The girls the world to the music of an old goodbye. And when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home. I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Love to give the girls a whirl to the music of an old goodbye. And when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Hey, now a pretty little girl and a jug of wine, well, that's what it takes to make a honky-tonk town. Jukebox is all gone. I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home?
A little Dwight Yoakam for a Thursday edition here with 98Q Country. Good to have you along. Joel here. And the morning show for, we're almost done with February. 27th day of February. We certainly have been treated to some, just a touch, a feel of spring the last few days. I think the best day was probably Monday, right? Monday was wonderful. It was a little breezy. But 33 is where we're at right now. A little bit of dusting of light snow in the Park Falls area and maybe where you are too. That'll burn off rather quickly today with temperatures not rising a whole lot, but lingering right around 35 degrees. We'll have a chance of some precipitation, easy for you to say, through the day today. Winds northwest will be gusty, 15 to 25. So a little bit of light snow, a little bit of light precip, and gusty wind. That's the story for today. Tonight, again, a few snow showers. We'll see those winds still southwest tonight. So it's going to be a breezy day. But 35, so we're all right with that. 40 for tomorrow. One day of kind of a swoon of cooler temperatures on Saturday, and then temperatures back up into the 30s and 40s for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So we may be done with the really cold stuff for the winter. You know, that overnight cold snap of 20 below. I think that's probably in our past. The chance of getting any significant snowfall and having it stick around for anything outdoor related as far as winter sports goes is pretty much out the door now, with not only the snow melted already and snowmobile trails closed, but the fact that the frost is, you can see the frost already starting to kind of ease out of the ground in some of the areas, so the ground's warming up. The ice is going to hang around for a while, though, isn't it? I mean, I think 20 to 30 inches of ice on area lakes is pretty common, maybe even more than that as you get up north. So it's going to be one of those springs, I think, where you're going to have ice out there for quite a while. Yeah, careful out there, though. As always, 33, cloudy right now. A couple more days of our snowball throwdown showdown. We'll have another keyword coming up. We'll get our text to win winner out the door in just a little bit. So if you entered through the text, keep an eye on your text messages. See if you get a message. Yesterday we gave away a $25 gift certificate to Ross's Sports Shop. Thanks to John Carlson and the folks down there for being a part of our snowball throwdown showdown. I would think Mr. Carlson could probably chuck a pretty mean snowball. Looks like a pretty athletic guy. Yeah, he probably could do that. So we'll see what we can do today. Let's see here. What are we doing for the keyword today? We only got two left. Oh, look at this. Look at this. All right, I'm not going to give you the keyword, but I'm going to tell you what the prize is going to be today. A $25 gift certificate to the Park Falls Family Restaurant. Well, now $25. Park Falls Family Restaurant. We'll give you the keyword so you can start texting and qualifying. We'll do that after 7 o'clock here. Let's get you updated twice an hour. We get you in the know, get you a little news and sports, so let's do that right now.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. Legendary actor Gene Hackman is dead. Authorities conducted a welfare check Wednesday at the Santa Fe area home that Hackman shared with his wife, Betsy Arakawa.
Early this morning, Santa Fe County Sheriff Adan Mendoza confirmed that the 95-year-old Hackman, his 64-year-old wife, and their dog were all found dead in their home. Despite that, Mendoza says no foul play is suspected.
You brought him on my boat. Our man is down behind enemy lines.
In an acting career that spanned four decades, Gene Hackman won a trophy case filled with awards, including two Oscars. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Those were Best Actor honors 20 years apart for The French Connection and Unforgiven, accepting the Cecil B. DeMille Award in 2003. Hackman described his career.
It's a make-believe world, and as I say, it's what I wanted to do as a child, and I fulfilled a lot of my dreams.
This is ABC News.
Z92. Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. The deadline for taking down your ice shanty is rapidly approaching. The Wisconsin DNR reminds ice anglers that the deadline to remove permanent ice shanties, or those that aren't removed daily, from Lake Michigan, Green Bay, Lake Superior, and inland waters north of Highway 64 is March 16th. For those of us south of Highway 64, the deadline is March 2nd. But remember, no ice is 100% safe. Ice anglers should check with local fishing clubs and bait shops for current ice conditions before removing their shanties. Once again, that deadline for those of us north of Highway 64 is March 16th, and those of us south of 64, it's March 2nd. We'd also like to provide you with a notice that the Iron County ATV, UTV, and snowmobile trail systems will be closing due to rapidly deteriorating conditions. That closure is in effect today at 6 a.m. on Thursday, February 27th. If significant snowfall arrives in the future, the potential to reopen will be evaluated. But as of right now, those trails are closed. March 15th at 10 a.m. over at Four Seasons Hospitality Center in Phillips, the Bryce County chapter of Walleyes for Tomorrow invites you to hear Matt Wilkinson, who is a master's student at Stevens Point, speak on evaluating shifts in the fish community in northern Wisconsin lakes. The Price County chapter of Walleyes for Tomorrow has been able to introduce a walleye wagon to Solberg Lake. They have been able to release 1.6 million walleye fry into the lake and will continue this project for the next 2 years. Connors Lake is also hoping to start a walleye wagon on their lake in the near future. Everyone is welcome to this talk. Once again, this is taking place March 15th at 10 a.m. over at 165 County Highway F in Phillips. They claim it's the largest Flag Day parade in the country, and it's right here in Wisconsin. Lisa Hale has information on how to get involved.
The largest Flag Day parade in the country with over 50,000 spectators will take place in Appleton on Saturday, June 14th. The City of Appleton Parades Committee is now accepting applications for the 74th Appleton Flag Day parade. It's also accepting applications for the Memorial Day parade on May 26th. The deadline to apply to be in either parade is April 15th. See the story at civicmedia.us for information and links.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Packers willing to trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where it's been reported the Packers are taking offers to trade away defensive back Jaire Alexander. He was a first-round pick for the Pack in 2018. Green Bay has not drafted a receiver in the first round in over 20 years. Why not? GM Brian Gutekunst.
You know, it's funny. It's never been like a philosophical thing we've talked about through my time in Green Bay. It's never been something, hey, like we don't want to take wide receivers in the first round. There are certainly opportunities we've had. We thought that was going to happen, and for whatever reason, it didn't. But at the same time, we've had a lot of second-round receivers that have been pretty good players for us.
NBA, the Bucks face the Denver Nuggets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Brooke Lopez on defending Denver center Nikola Jokic.
But, you know, I'll be on the point of the attack a bit, doing my job, just try to be physical with him, make things as difficult as possible as you can for him, and trusting I got my teammates behind me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 38 for a high. The wind northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, 26. Tomorrow, some light rain and snow showers. It's going to be windy with falling temperatures. We're going to drop from the upper 30s in the morning into the 20s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
98Q Country.
You're crashing into me like waves on the coast. Every time we talk, you move in close. I don't want you to stop. I don't want you to stop tonight. We got the last two glasses on.
a straw hut bar, trying to remember what number we are. String of white lights making your eyes shine tonight. We're buzzing like that no vacancy sign out front. Your skin is begging to be kissed by a little more than the sun. You take my hand in yours, you lean in, and your lips taste like sangria. Your lips taste like sangria. Wrecking ball dancing down the hallway. You're holding your shoes, wearing my shades. We fall against the door, we fall into a wild, warm kiss. We're buzzing like that no vacancy sign out front. Your skin is begging to be kissed by a little more than the sun. You take my hand in yours, you lean in, and your lips taste like sangria. Your lips taste like sangria. Let you let this head of mine keep spinning, spinning around. We're buzzing like that no vacancy sign out front. Your skin is begging to be kissed by a little more than the sun. You take my hand in yours, you lean in, and your lips taste like sangria. Taste like sangria. Your lips taste like sangria. Your lips taste like sangria. Only thing I wanna do tonight, like a Spanish wine, let you let this head of mine keep spinning, spinning
commercial, more music.
It's your boy Jelly Roll.
Hey y'all, it's Lainey Wilson.
In a 4x4 by you, from the bayou to Kentucky.
I love it.
98 Q Country.
All he could think about was, I'm too young for this. Got my whole life ahead. Hell, I'm just a kid myself. How am I gonna raise one? All he could see were his dreams going up in smoke. So much for ditching this town and hanging out on the coast. Oh well, those plans are long gone. And he said, there goes my life. There goes my future. Everything might as well kiss it all goodbye. There goes my life. A couple years of up all night and a few thousand diapers later. That mistake he thought he made covers up the refrigerator, oh yeah. He loves that little girl. Mama's waiting to tuck her in as she fumbles up those stairs. She smiles back at him, dragging that teddy bear sleep tight. Blue eyes and bouncing curls. He smiles. There goes my life. There goes my future. My everything. I love you, Daddy. Good night. There goes my life. She had that Honda loaded down with Abercrombie clothes and 15 pairs of shoes and his American Express. He checked the oil, slammed the hood, said you're good to go. She hugged them both and headed off to the West Coast. And he cried, there goes my life. There goes my future, my everything. I love you, baby, goodbye. There goes my life. There goes my life.
98 Q Country.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music for kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires. Good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes 5 foot nine. Stuff. Oh, God makes the good stuff. Like that sweet little kiss she lays on me when I pull up in the gravel drive. The way she dances with the raindrops, like she's the reason why they fall from the sky. And I thank him every time I close my. God makes 5 foot nine brown eyes and a sundress, lust in McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way that me and this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff. God made her so. Brown eyes and a sundress, loves Tim McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way to me in this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff. Five foot nine, brown eyes and a sundress, loves Tim McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no
Tyler Hubbard at 98Q. Good Thursday to you. 33 our temp. Not going to warm up much past that. It's going to be a breezy, cool day. A little bit of light snow here and there. We already saw some light snowfall. Just a dusting, kind of a powdered sugar dusting from the overnight. We have high school girls tournament basketball for you tomorrow night. Ladysmith going to travel to take on the Phillips Loggers. And Jeff Haken will have the call of that for you tomorrow night. Should Phillips win that game, we'll have them again on Saturday night in the regional final. And then next Tuesday, it's tournament boys action. Shawamigan and Phillips going to play each other in the first round at the Logger Camp next Tuesday. And Steve Jetlin and Jeff Haken will team up to bring you the call of that game next Tuesday right here on 98Q Country. It's always a fun time of the year when we get the meltdown for those of you who have dogs that have to go outside and do their mother naturely duties. I don't know about you, but my dog is, last couple of days, the normal place my dog would go out and, you know, and sniff around and do that, it was normally snow covered.